Om Sahana Vavatu, Sahana Punaktu, Sahabiryam Karavavahai, Tejasvinavatitamastu, Mavidvishavahai. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Om Swasti Prajapya Paripalayantam Nyayena Margena Mahim Mahishaha Go Brahmanebhya Shubhamastu Nityam Loka Samasta Sukhino Bhavantu Kale Varshatu Parjanyah Prithivi Sasya Shalini Desho Yamsho Bharahitah Brahmana Santu Nirbhayah Sarve Bhavantu Sukhinah Sarve Santu Niramayah Sarve Bhadrani Pashyantu Ma Kaschit Dukkha Bhag Bhavet Asato Ma Sadgamaya Tamaso Ma Jyotirgamaya Mrityorma Amritam Gamaya Om Shanti 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 Om Ganana Antwa Ganapati Gum Havamahe Kavin Kavinam Upamashravasamam Jeshtarajam Brahmanam Brahmanaspata Anashrinvanutibhissi Dasatanam Mahaganapataye Namaha Namaste Astu Bhagavan Vishveshwaraya Mahadevaya Trayambakaya Tripurandakaya Trikalaknikalaya Kalaknirudraya Nilakantaya Mrityunjayaya Sarveshwaraya Sadashivaya Sriman Mahadevaya Namaha Shruti Smriti Purananam Aliyam Karunaliyam Namami Bhagavat Pada Shankaram Loka Shankaram Sadashiva Samarambham Shankaracharya Madhyamam Asmaracharya Paryantam Vande Guru Paramparam Shankaram Shankaracharyam Keshavam Badarayanam Sutra Bhashakratau Vande Bhagavantau Punapunaha Ishwaro Guru Ratmeti Murti Peda Vibhagine Vyomavadvyapta Dehaya Dakshina Murtaye Namaha Gukaras Tvantakarascha Rukaras Tannivartakaha Andhakara Nirotitvat Guru Ritya Vithiyate. Good thing. All right. Now the new one. We'll do two lines at a time and just learn this. All right, this is one of everybody's favorites. So it's a really beautiful one. Na karma na na prajayatane na tyage naike amritatvama na shuhu Parena nakam nihitam guhayam vibrajate yatyatayo vishanti Vedanta vijnana sunishchitartha sanyasa yogad yataya shuddha sattva Te pramhaloke tu para antakale paramlatat parimuchanti sarve Dahrang vipapam parame eshmaputang Yat pundarikam puramat sadgastam tatrapita rangaganang vishokas tasmin yadantas tarupasitavyam yo vedadau swara prokto vedante cha pratishtitah tasya prakritilinasya yav parasya maheshwarah Na tetra suryo pati na chandra tarakam, ne ma vidyuto panti kuto yamagnihi, Tameva pantam anupati sarvam, tasya pasa sarvam idam vipati. That's nice. So we'll do the first two today. So just without chanting, just repeat after me. Na karma na na prajaya. Dhanena tyage naike. Dhanena tyage naike. Aspirate the dha, dhanena. Tyage naike. Tyage naike. Amratatvam anashuhu. Amratatvam anashuhu. Parena nakan. Nihitang. Guhayang. Vibhrajate. Yad yatayo. Vishanti. Na karma na na prajaya. Dhanena. Tyage naike. Amratatvam. Anashuhu. Parena. Nakan. Nihitang. Guhayang. Vibhrajate. Yad yatayo. Vishanti. I'm going to break the Sunday. Na karma na na prajaya dhanena. Repeat. Dhanena. Tyagena ake. A plus A is I. A plus A, sorry, not A. A plus A is I. Tyagena AK. Say, Tyagena AK. Amritatvam.
Amritatvam.
Anashuhu.
Anashuhu.
Amritatvam.
Amritatvam.
Anashuhu.
Anashuhu.
Parena nakam. If I break the sandhi, the im takes the dental of the next word, which is nihita. Parena nakam.
Parena
nakam. Nihitam. Again, the anuswara takes the takes the nasal of the following letter, gu, right? Excuse me. So nakam nihitam. Go.
Nakam nihitam.
Guhayam.
Guhayam.
Now, the anuswara, the im, changes to, when it's followed by a semi-vowel, will either change just to anuswara or to the nasalized semi-vowel, which is the anuswara plus the va. Actually, I think that's mandatory. I'll have to relook that up. I think it has to do that. It will change to the anuswara plus the semi-vowel. It's called a nasalized semi-vowel. And a lot of times, especially in chanting, instead of just seeing the anuswara, the dot on the top, you'll see the dot with a half moon, called the chandra. And it just means that the pronunciation is just going to be nga. So if I were to read it with the sandhi, it would go like this. Parena nakan nihitang guhayang vibhrajate.
Carol, is there a typo or something with the this seems like a after the yang and extra e mantra and then another one? Or maybe I'm not reading it right.
Yeah, I see a little thing there too. I see something there. There just should be.
You mean above the.
Yeah, there, all that should be there. I see what Kiki's talking about. There's something extra there that shouldn't be there. Yeah, all that should be there. Let me see here. That y'all, okay, with this. Okay, and then. Is it short? Yeah. Do you see there's some other little thing there?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's a typo. I didn't see that. It's so small. I'll have to go in and fix that.
But the... Okay. So it's just
this thing is all right.
Yeah.
This has the same pronunciation as the other Sinuswara.
This thing on top.
Yeah. This little half moon. I haven't really talked much about that. It's nasalized. I think it's called... Anunasika. Instead of Anuswara, it's called Anunasika. It's a nasalization. And so so let's look at it. And I'll have to give you another copy without this little doodad in there. I don't know what that is. Parena nakan nihitang guhayang. That double va is not going to be pronounced. Guhayang vibrajate. Everybody see that? Guhayang vibrajate yed would actually be, if I break the sandhi, yed yetayo would be yet yetayaha. That da becomes a ta, so yet yetayaha vishanti. Yet yetayaha vishanti.
So after the guhayang,
yeah,
it's vibrajate with the double.
The va, that half is part of the nasalized semi-vowel. When an anuswara, when an im, guhayam,
right,
is followed by a semi-vowel, it's changed to its nasalized semi-vowel, except for ra, which is going to be an anuswara or this ananasika, followed by a va in this case. Okay, but that's, the only pronunciation is going to be a pause.
Right in one ear, right out the other.
Well.
I'm sorry.
No problem. Just a minute. I want to show you something. I want to make sure that, I don't remember if this is optional or, so let me just check something here. Yes. Yeah, it's optional. It's in your handout. It's number 13. If you happen to have your... it could either go, like for instance, I should probably even break this out more than I've had, but if on number 13, I'm going to read it, okay? Final M, when followed by a consonant, changes to anuswara optionally and necessarily when followed by sha sha sa ha. Okay? When it is not changed to anuswara, it is changed to the nasal of the class of the following letter and to a nasal yavala when followed by yavala respectively. And then I give you some examples of that.
So here the ma changes to the...
Yeah, like for instance, let me give you some examples here. If I had the example I use, but we'll get some others. Yam lokam. Okay. Here's an M followed by a L, which is a semi-vowel. The three semi-vowels in issue here are ya, la, va, not ra. It doesn't apply. Okay, so you're going to have two forms. Either yam lokam, or the option is what we call a nasalized semi-vowel. And that would go like this. There's this here. is the nasalized semi-vowel.
And that's what's happening here.
That's what's happening here. And so here the word is... So nasalized semi-vowel looks like for the y, it would be... depends on what the final letter is, but it would be y. Well, that's not going to work. I'll wait till finish. You get it?
Yep, yep.
Everybody get it? I forgot what the two words are we're using here today. Buhayam. So let me just do yam again. So this could either be yam. Vibrajate. Or nasalized semi-vowel, which would be there's the semi-vowel is the B, so the nasalized semi-vowel would be this, what we call anunasika, followed by the half semi-vowel. So say if it was the other example with loka, then that option, instead of just yam lokam, would be yam. There it is. There's the la. And this here is the nasalized semi-vowel. It doesn't have to be yum, it could be tum, it could be anything, right? Ending with an N. Tum yachati, he gives that, tum. This is, here it is. There's the yup. Right. Here's the nasalized semi-vowel. So you have an option. Like here, the option would be yam vibrajate. Here it would be yam loka. And here it would be tum yachati. In case you haven't seen the use of this little circle here, a lot of times if you're giving an example and you don't want to write out the whole thing, you'll put just a little tiny circle there, and that's what that means, just a convention. Okay? So everybody see that?
It means an example?
No, it means that
et
cetera. Add everything else.
Yeah, could you leave it for a second?
Sure. Anuja and Jalane, go to the text section and print out number 6, which is Nikarmana. That's what we're working on right now. So go to text, and then it's number 6, Nikarmana. Print that out or just bring it up on your screen and you can follow along. We're working on the first two lines of that, in case you're lost and wondering where we are. Okay. So now I'm going to read this, and you repeat after me. I'm going to read it with a Sunday broken. Nakarmana na prajaya dhanena. Tyage naike. Amratatvam anashuhu. I forgot to break the Sunday. Tyagena eke amratatvam anashuhu. Parena nakam nihitam guha yam. Vibrajate yed yetayo vishant. Oh, vibrajate yet yetayaha vishanti. Everybody okay with the words? Let's look at what they mean. No, not. Karmana. The word is karman, and you haven't learned in-ending nouns yet. But karmana is the instrumental singular, so na, of in-ending nouns. So karmana would be not by karma. Na prajaya. That comes from praja, which is a feminine noun, which you haven't learned yet. Prajaya is the feminine instrumental singular from praja. Prajaya, by progeny. Na prajaya, not by progeny. So, na karma na, not by karma. Na prajaya, not by progeny. Dhanena, ramena. Instrumental, remember? Ramena, there it is. The na is going to be carried over here, na dhanena, not by wealth. Dhana is wealth. So, na karma na, not by karma. Na prajaya, not by progeny. Dhanena, na, carried over.
From the prior two nouns.
Mm-hmm. Not by wealth. Some of this is contextual, and this is actually taken out of the out of an Upanishad, the Mahanarayana Upanishad, and there's a context to it. And so, if you just read this by itself, you're not going to completely understand without the context. So you won't understand the translation completely without the context. So here, so na karmana, not by karma, na prajaya, not by progeny, na parents, dhanena, not by wealth. Tyagena, by renunciation. See the ena, ramena, instrumental singer, tyagena, by renunciation. Eka is a pronoun. The pronouns are declined slightly differently than the nouns. And so even though it's an a-ending word, it's an a-ending pronoun, not an a-ending noun. And so eka is the nominative plural of a-ending pronouns. So eka means one, eka means more than one, which translates, is often translated as some. So eka, in the nominative plural, we translate as some. Okay.
It doesn't mean alone?
No. Well, eka can mean, it depends on the text, usually eva means alone. Eka means one. So you would see eka, eva, one alone, like that.
In this list of things, is they not apply to the renunciation as well?
It's not. That's why you need the context to know that they've been talking about
that's
all of these
things.
That's right. So, by renunciation, ak, some, nominative plural of a pronoun, amritatvam, amrita is immortality, right? Mrita means death, amrita, free from death, immortality. Amritatvam, accusative singular. Tvam is a neuter affix, so it's going to be in the same in both nominative and the accusative. But the verb anashuhu, I believe that anashuhu is an aorist, and it means to. You haven't learned that; that comes much later. But I believe anashuhu is aorist. Ak anashuhu, they gain. They obtain anashuhu. So you take my word for it that that's a verb and that's what it means. Ak anashuhu. They obtain amritatvam, immortality. So nakarmana, na prajaya, dhanena, tyagena, ak amritatvam anashuhu. Parena, nakam. Parena is being used adverbially. It means beyond. Parena nakam, and it's governing here the accusative case, nakam. Nakam means heaven, swargaloka. Parena nakam, beyond heaven. Nihitam, that which rests or abides, where something is placed in. Guhayam, in the guha. Guhayam, you'll be learning this like for Rama. Ramayam is in the locative singular. Palayam would be locative singular. You haven't learned locative yet. But look at your locative singular for ending nouns, if you like. Kiki has it there. So that yam ending, Ramayam. No. I'm sorry. Guhayam is feminine. You haven't learned the feminine yet. Guhayam. In the guha. It's Rame. Guhayam.
What's the guha?
In the guha means in the buddhi, in the heart. Guha actually means cave. Guha actually means cave. So the cave, we talk the cave of the heart. It's also, if you read the commentary, it will be buddhi. Also the buddhi, the hridaya, the heart. So in the cave of the heart. So that which is placed in the guha. Vibrajate, like the vibrajate is the atmanepada present tense, third person singular. It shines. Yed, that which shines, placed in the guha, in the buddhi, located in the buddhi, which is itself beyond the heaven, beyond the heavens. Parena nakam. Nihitam guhayam vibrajate yet. That which shines, then yetayaha, the yetis, the sages, the ascetics, those who are the seekers, who have gained this knowledge. The yetayaha, like from yeti, yeti, yetihi, yeti, yetayaha, right? The sages, vishanti. Now, Vishanti means really to enter. We can translate it as they gain. But the idea is, if we take Vishanti from the Bhasha, that I'm not doing for you here, but the Bhasha, the commentary, the yetis, they enter that place in the guha. Yeah, right? Where that shines, that which is beyond, that immortality, that which is immortal, free from time, that shines, right? That which is beyond the, that which transcends even the heavens.
You think the sages enter that?
They enter that in the sense. Yeah, they recognize that place. Right? That place which we'll see they call Brahmaloka. They enter that means they obtain that, but they say they enter that because it's not an attainment, it's a recognition. So if we were to unfold this Vedantically, as this goes on, you'll see through the Vedanta Vijnana, through the direct immediate knowledge of the Vedanta, of the Upanishads, right? They recognize this through what we call Sakshatkara, the immediate direct recognition. So they enter that space. Okay. So it's a little terse. It needs to be unfolded, and it's nice to take it in context. But it's, these are, I mean, they're beautiful verses. I was telling before, Kiki, that these verses, whenever Swamiji arrives someplace, all the students will be waiting for him to pull into the ashram. They'll be waiting there, and as soon as he arrives, they'll chant this. You know, and then also in the, when we do the puja at the ashram, this is always part of the puja. Okay, so let's try it. Is everybody okay? I'm going to do a word for word for this. I just didn't have time. I'll do a word for word in translation so that you can study it. But maybe I can have that ready by next time. Let me chant these two lines and then we'll go section by section. I have to get my tone right. Na karmana na prajayatane na chage naike amritatvamanashuhu Parena nakam nihitam guhayam vi prajate yad yatayo vishanti I'm going to say it a few. I'm going to chant it a few times, just for my own sake, and then we'll do it section by section. Nakarmanana prajaya tanena tyage naike amritatvamanashuhu parena nakannihitanguhayang vibrachate yadyatayo vishanti. Nakarmanana prajaya tanena tyage naike amritatvamanashuhu parena nakannihitanguhayang vibrachate yadyatayo vishanti. Na karmana, na karmana, na karmana, na karmana, na prajaya, na prajaya, na prajaya, na prajaya, na karmana, 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 na prajaya, tanena, 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 tyage naike, tyage naike, tyage naike, tyage naike, tanena, tyage naike, tanena, tyage naike, tanena, tyage naike, tanena, tyage naike, na karmana, na prajaya, 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 tanena, tyage naike, amritatvamanashuhu, 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 nakaram, well, let's see, tyage naike amritatvamanashuhu, tyage naike amritatvamanashuhu, tyage naike amritatvamanashuhu, tyage naike amritatvamanashuhu, nakarmana, na prajaya, tanena, tyage naike amritatvamanashuhu, nakarmana, na prajaya, tanena, tyage naike amritatvamanashuhu, with me. Nakarmana, na prajaya, tanena, tyage naike amritatvamanashuhu, nakarmana, na prajaya, tanena, tyage naike amritatvamanashuhu, nakarmana, na prajaya, tanena, tyage naike amritatvamanashuhu, parena, 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 nakan, nakan, nakan,
nakan,
parena, nakan,
parena, nakan,
parena, nakan,
parena, nakan,
nihitang,
nihitang,
nihitang, Nihitam.
Nihitam.
Parena nakam nihitam. Parena nakam nihitam. Parena nakam nihitam. Parena nakam nihitam. Guhayam.
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 Parena nakam nihitam. Guhayam.
Parena
nakam nihitam. Guhayam. Together. Parena nakam nihitam. Guhayam. Parena nakam nihitam. Guhayam. Parena nakam nihitam. Guhayam. Viprajate.
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 Yadyatayo.
Yadyatayo.
Vishanti.
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 Yadyatayo. Vishanti.
Yadyatayo. Vishanti.
Yadyatayo. Yadyatayo vishanti.
Yadyatayo vishanti.
Viprajate. 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 Yadyatayo vishanti.
Viprajate.
Yadyatayo vishanti. Viprajate. Yadyatayo vishanti.
Viprajate.
I'm sorry. It's a low, that te is low, right? Viprajate yadyatayo vishanti.
Viprajate yadyatayo vishanti.
Viprajate yadyatayo vishanti.
Viprajate yadyatayo vishanti.
Parena nakam nihitam guhayam.
Parena nakam nihitam guhayam.
Viprajate yadyatayo vishanti.
Viprajate yadyatayo vishanti.
Parena nakam nihitam guhayam.
Parena nakam nihitam guhayam.
Viprajate yadyatayo vishanti.
Viprajate yadyatayo vishanti.
Parena nakam nihitam guhayam. Viprajate yadyatayo vishanti.
Parena nakam nihitam guhayam.
Viprajate yadyatayo vishanti. Parena nakam nihitam guhayam. Viprajate yadyatayo vishanti.
Parena nakam nihitam guhayam.
Viprajate yadyatayo vishanti. Nakarmanana. Nakarmanana prajayatanena. Nakarmanana prajayatanena. Tyage naike amritatvamanashuhu.
Tyage naike amritatvamanashuhu.
Parena nakam nihitam guhayam.
Parena nakam nihitam guhayam.
Viprajate, viprajate, yadyatayo vishanti.
Viprajate, yadyatayo vishanti.
Nakarmanana prajayatanena.
Nakarmanana prajayatanena.
Tyage naike amritatvamanashuhu.
Tyage naike amritatvamanashuhu.
Parena nakam nihitam guhayam.
parenana kanihitan guhayan viprajate viprajate yad yatayo vishanti viprajate yad yatayo vishanti nakarmana na prajayatane na tyage naike amritatvama nashuhu nakarmana na prajayatane na tyage naike amritatvama nashuhu parena nakan nihitan guhayan viprajate viprajate yad yatayo vishanti parena nakan nihitan guhayan viprajate yad yatayo vishanti.
Let's just try it together.
Nakarmana na prajayatane na tyage naike amritatvamana shuhu parena nakan nihitan guhayan viprajate yad yatayo vishanti nakarmana na prajayatane na tyage naike amritatvamana shuhu parena nakan nihitan guhayan viprajate yad yatayo vishanti.
Okay, good. Let's take a break. Okay, Bhandarkar, page... Yes, page 28. We're going to go through some more examples and let me see my find out the book we found out. Yeah. I want to go over some more examples, some reading examples of the dative and the ablative case on page 28. Okay. Now, just to review, dative is indirect object, the recipient of verbs to give, often for the sake of, to, you know, and also for swasti and namaha, which are indeclinables, the object of the salutation, or the swasti, sometimes translated as hail in this book, but really it's better just to stick with swasti. That will also take the dative. And then we also looked at the ablative. The ablative is really from or because of. From in the sense of location, I come from that place, or from in the sense of material cause, the pot is made from clay. Or also causal relationship. He did that because of such and such. Okay, so those are the basic reasons, uses of from. Also, some indeclinables like vina, which means without, will govern the ablative as well as for this particular one, the accusative and instrumental. So vina means without, governs the accusative, instrumental, or ablative case. So we'll be running across other... words that govern the ablative, like, for instance, I don't know if it will be in this section here, but you have fear from something, right? So the object of fear, like if I use the word bhayam, I have fear not of something, but fear from something. So we'll see these particular uses as we go along. So now look at your first column, and we're going to start with the fourth sentence up from the first column, Atiti Bhyo Nam Yachati. Anybody see that? Page 28. There's two columns on page 28. If you go from the bottom of the first column, up four full sentences, it'd be the one, two, three, four, fifth line, but fourth sentence. It starts with Atiti Bhyo Nam Yachati. Everybody see that? Okay, so I'm going to translate these for you so you can see these uses of the dative and the ablative. Okay? Everybody with me? So let's look at the first one. Repeat after me. Atitibhyo nam yachati. The sandhi. Atitibhyaha annam yachati. Say. Atitibhyaha annam yachati. Bill, you don't have, do you have a book? Oh, okay, good. Atitibhyaha annam yachati. Right, that's a plus visarga followed by a soft consonant or a goes to o. If it's an a, the a will go to the avagraha. So now, an atiti is an unexpected guest. Okay, an atiti. Swamiji will talk about, use that word often. An atiti is somebody who comes, a guest who comes unexpectedly. Annam means food, right? Yachati comes from the root da. And it's, you know how gum has a secondary form, gutch? So you don't say gumati, it's gum becomes gutch. Well, da become yet becomes yetch. You have to memorize that. Da becomes yetch. So yachati would be he or she, he, she, or it gives, third person singular, yachati. So now, if atiti means unexpected guest, annam means food, and yachati means he, she, or it gives, what does the sentence say? To the atiti. Atitis, plural, right? Because bhyaha. He or she gives food, annam, to the unexpected guest. There's a dative, right? The object of the verb to give takes the dative. Atiti bhyaha annam yachati. Let's look at the next one. Tile bhyaha prati yachati mashan. Tile bhyaha, and if I do it with a sandhi, it'd be Tile bhyaf prati yachati mashan. Repeat.
Tile
bhyaf prati yachati mashan. Okay, now, tila is sesame seeds. Masha is a type of grain. Okay.
Oh, because I looked it up and it said pulse. I could not figure that out.
Oh, pulse is a type of
mm-hmm.
grain, yeah. So masha.
Oh, I thought it was, you know.
Oh, no.
Something about returning made from sesame pulse.
Good. Preti yetch is, again, yetch is from da, with preti means to exchange. Okay. So now, if tila means sesame seed, sesame, and masha means a pulse, a type of grain, what would this sentence say? And preti means, preti yach means exchange.
He or she exchanges the grain for the
sesame. So look, so here we have an indirect object. Preti yachati, he or she exchanges mashan, like raman, grains, right? Nominative, accusative plural, everybody see that? So, Prati yachati, he or she exchanges masha, the grains, tile bhyaha, for tila, sesame seeds. Does everybody see it? Indirect object there. Prati yachati, he or she exchanges mashan, accusative plural like raman, masha, for tila. He exchanges masha for tila. And both of those are in the plural because he doesn't exchange one grain. He exchanges one grain of masha for one grain of sesame. So plural, okay? Tile bhyaha prati yachati mashan. Let's look at the next one. I'll read it without this, with the sandhi. Asane bhya utishtantyacharyaha. Repeat. Asane bhya utishtantyacharyaha. I'm going to break the sandhi. Asane bhyaha uttishtanti acharyaha. Let's look at the sandhis. Asane bhyaha a plus visarga plus any vowel except a, visarga drops. You have an a followed by a visarga, because see, asanebhyaha, a followed by visarga, followed by any vowel except a, and this is u. The visarga drops, so asanebhyaha, then uttishtanti. E plus a is ya, semi-vowel equivalent. Right, if you have a vowel other than a followed by a dissimilar vowel, it'll take its semi-vowel. If you got to have a simple vowel other than a followed by a dissimilar vowel, it will take the semi-vowel equivalent. Everybody get that? So there's the ya. Uttishtanti acharyaha. Uttishtanti acharyaha. Everyone see it? Asana. An asana is a seat. So asanebhyaha, like ramebhyaha. Asanebhyaha. Uttishtanti. Uttisht. Sta. The root is sta. And sta becomes tisht. Tishtati means to stand. Ut is to stand up, to get up. Ut means to rise. So uttisht means to get up or to rise. So uttishtanti is third person, plural, right? Mm-hmm. Like gachati, gachataha, gachanti, uttishtanti. So get up. Acharya, teacher. Acharyaha, ramaha, rama, ramaha. So what does it say? From, right. The teachers get up, rise from their seats. Asanebhya. There's a from. There's an ablative. That's the location from which they're doing the action. They're getting up from their seats. So ablative case there. Right? Asanebhya. From the seats. Uttishtanti. They get up. They rise. Who? Acharyaha. The teachers. Ramaha, ramau, ramaha. The teachers. Uttishtanti. They rise, asanebhya, from the seats. Everybody see it? It's good to write it down, but I don't want you to write it down and not see what you see it. I want you to see it and then write it down. Make sure you understand and not just dictate it.
I don't understand. I don't see acharya.
Well, look, if you break the sandhi.
Yeah, I see the ya.
Then do you see the long ya? Okay, that ya is e plus a. A char yaha. See, if you say uttishtanti, that e plus a is ya. You see the uttishtantia?
Yeah.
Do you see, so you see the ya there?
Yes.
That ya is e, short e.
Yes.
Uttishtanti, do you see that?
Yes.
Then do you see the long a? Okay, a, char.
Where's the r?
On top.
Where's the r?
Top of the y. On top of
the
y?
After the y. Long a. After the y. After the y.
No, the r.
What are?
Oh, no.
Do you have a typo? Maybe you have a typo there.
Yeah, it's
not in there. Oh,
let me see.
No wonder you're confused.
Oh, God, look at what they did.
Oh, thank goodness. Anybody who has a heart, do you have a heart?
Yeah. Okay, shoot, this is ridiculous. Okay, now, do you see where it says cha?
Yeah.
No,
that
go, no, go up.
Oh.
Do you see where you have that dash there?
Oh, okay.
Oh, my God. They've got the cha and a dash, then you have to go up.
Oh, okay.
Oh, okay.
Oh, because
they couldn't fit it in.
This is a
little bigger print, so
that's really funny. Yeah. Okay. All righty. You're exonerated. Okay, so we're all together on that? Mm-hmm. So the acharya is the teachers get up from their seats. Okay, let's do the next one. I'm going to read it without the Sunday. Vedad vinarir na shamyati. Vedad vinarir na shamyati. Repeat. Vedad vinarir na shamyati. Let's go through the Sunday. First word is vedat, followed by vina. The t, the dental t, becomes d because of the soft consonant of vina. Vedat, vina. Vedat, vina. Then arihi. And ari is a warrior. Arihi. Okay, let me do this. Sorry. Vedat, the dental t becomes d. Then vina ends with long a, and ari begins with short. Ari is a warrior. Arihi. Any vowel except a or a, followed by a soft consonant or vowel, changes to r. Any vowel except a or a, followed by visarga, followed by a soft consonant or vowel, goes to r. So, arihi. Na shamyati. Vedat vina arihi na shamyati. Okay. Veda means killing. Vina means without. So vada, killing, vina, without. Ari is an enemy. Na, not. Shamyati comes from shum. Sham means to rest or to be tranquil. Okay. Now remember the word vina, that governs the accusative case, the instrumental case, or the ablative case. So what do you think this sentence would say? Vedat, killing, vina, without, ari, enemy, na, not, shamyati, from sham, to be tranquil, to rest. No, no. What is arihi? What case is it?
No, it's a singular.
So go ahead. What does it say then?
So, the enemy cannot rest.
Actually, it does not rest.
Does not rest without killing.
Vedat vina, without killing, because that's vedat, like ramat is in the ablative case. So vedat vina, without killing, right? Arihi, the enemy, nominative singular, like harihi, na shamyati, does not rest. The enemy doesn't rest without killing.
Ablative is a...
The vedat, like
right,
ramat.
But then
and it's ablative because the word vina, which is an indeclinable, governs the ablative as well as the instrumental or the accusative. So vedat vina, without killing. Mm-hmm. So you're not translating you're not giving an ablative sense there. It's just that the indeclinable vina governs the ablative or instrumental or accusative. So vedat vina, without killing, arihi, nominative singular like harihi, Neshamyati, does not rest. Arihi is nominative singular, so shamyati is third person singular. Arihi, the enemy, neshamyati, does not rest. Vedat vina, without killing. Won't be happy. We would translate that like you probably did, Kiki, like the enemy can't rest without killing. But literally, for now, just use the present tense. Does not, right? Because the cannot rest has more of a sense of potential, which when we get to the potential mood, we'll look at that. Okay. Does everybody see this? Okay, good. Let's do the next one. Raver lokaha sukham adhigachati. Go ahead.
Raver lokaha sukham.
Raver lokaha sukham adhikachati. Go. Sandhi. Ravehe lokaha sukham adhikachati. Ravehe. Vravehe, any vowel except R, A, followed by Visarga, right, followed by soft consonant or vowel, goes to R. So, Ravehe. Lokaha, optional Visarga or sibilant. So, it could be Lokaha Sukham or Lokas Sukham. So, Lokaha Sukham, Adigachati. What is the subject in the sentence? What's the nominative case in the sentence? Lokaha. Lokaha means people or world. What's the accusative case in the sentence? Sukham means happiness. Adigachati is what? Verb. The verb adigachati means to obtain, to gain, to obtain. Ravi means the sun. Ravehe is what case? Ablative, right? We'll see, it could be genitive also, but we haven't learned genitive yet, so you don't have to worry about it. So, ravehe. From the sun. So, ravehe lokaha sukham adhigachati. What does the sentence say?
People obtain happiness from the sun.
Yeah. The world obtains happiness from the sun. The world obtains happiness from the sun. People gain happiness from the sun. Loka means people or worlds. Okay. Everybody see it? Next one. Prasadajanam pashyati nripaha. Sandhi. Prasadat janam pashyati nripaha. Go ahead. Okay, this Sandhi rule is, first of all, prasadat, dental, which is hard consonant followed by a soft consonant. The first thing that has to happen is it has to go to the third of its class. So it would go to prasadad janam. But then, because it's followed by a palatal, it has to go to the equivalent palatal, which would be ja. So prasadaj is from prasadat janam, becomes prasadaj janam. Pashyati nripaha. Prasada means a palace. Janam is a person, janam. Pashyati comes from the root drish, drish pash. Pashyati means to see. Ishirat sees, pashyati. Nripaha means king. What's the subject of the sentence? What's the object? What does the sentence say?
King sees the person from the palace.
Right. The king, nripaha, this is the subject, ramaha, nripaha. Pashyati sees, object, janam, prasadat, from the palace. And in Sanskrit, they often don't use pronouns like his or her. In English, we supply those. In English, we would probably say, the king sees the person from his palace. We would put that in, because it would make more sense in English. They won't put it in the Sanskrit, though. Very, very rarely will they put a pronoun like that in. Everybody understand? In Sanskrit, you're just going to see, the king sees the person from the palace. That might be appropriate. It might be better to say from his palace, right? Because of the context. But that's not going to be in the Sanskrit usually. Almost never. Okay. Everybody understand? Yeah.
I'm not used to seeing that.
You know, if they were to tell you
a standard word order. I'll show you what it is. And it need not be followed at all and usually isn't. But let me show you the standard word order.
This is a great rule.
Sometimes it helps to see it, though. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Subject, object, verb. Adjectives, adjectives, adverb. Normally, the adjectives would come before the noun, okay? If you want a word order, this is broken up all the time. If you think it's supposed to be like this, that's a problem. You're in trouble, okay? The only thing, so subject, object, verb, adjectives usually go before the subject or the object, whatever they relate to, right? And the adverb can come before the verb. This is not, any of this is not necessary at all. Because this is why. The adverb, no matter where it is in the sentence, only relates to the verb. So if it's the first word, it doesn't make any difference. The adjectives are always going to agree with whatever noun they're adjectival to. So again, doesn't make any difference. The only case that's going to make a difference is the genitive case, which we'll see when we do the genitive, because if I say, Ramasya, this is of Rama, okay, this would say, from the kingdom of Rama, from Rama's kingdom. Ramasya, whatever it's going to, closest to, right? So from the kingdom of Rama, or it could be the brother of Rama comes from the kingdom. Do you see what I'm saying? If I say the brother of Rama comes from the kingdom, then Rama should be next to brother, not kingdom. Otherwise it would say the brother comes from Rama's kingdom. So the position of the genitive, you'll see, has to be clear. If there's only one thing that genitive can attach to, then they don't care. But it has to be obvious in the verse. Mm-hmm. Whereas the word order here, in terms of adjectives, it's usually, doesn't make any difference.
I'm used to seeing everything all over the place except for the imperfect or the present verb. But even that verb, I should be familiar with seeing it anyway.
Yes. though usually, unless there's tremendous emphasis, the verb won't start the sentence.
Okay.
But there's not no such rule, but usually won't. There's usually, yeah.
Thank you.
Okay? So here, he's mixing it up just to make sure that you don't get stuck like that. Ready for the next one? Shishyaya Shastram Upadishati. Repeat. Shishyaya Shastram Upadishati. Okay. Shishya is a student. Shastra is the scripture. Or the science. I don't know. There's a, like, the science in terms of a body of knowledge. Usually we'll just use scripture. Shastra. Upadish means to teach. So Shishaya Shastram Upadishati. What does it say? Shastra, you can just keep Shastra. Upadishati. What is that? What's the subject of the sentence?
Student studies the Shastra.
Mm-mm.
No.
He or she teaches the student the Shastra.
What?
He or she teaches the Shastra.
To the student. This is a good place, right? Now here, there's the verb is, the subject is contained in the verb, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. He or she teaches. There's no subject there. Mm-hmm. He or she teaches what? Accusative. Shastra. Mm-hmm. To who? Mm-hmm. Shishaya. There's a dative case. Mm-hmm. He teaches that's indirect object. He teaches the Shastra to who? To the student. Everyone see that? Like Ramaya, Shishaya? Let's look at the next one. Kali, did everybody see that one? Penny, you okay?
Mm-hmm.
Did
clarification, you okay? Okay. Kali Pyo Dukan Yud Pavanti. Repeat. Kali Pyo Dukan Yud Pavanti. Kali Pyaha Dukani Ud Pavanti. What is it? Kali Pyaha Dukani Ud Pavanti. Repeat. First one, a plus visarga plus off consonant or a goes to o. Kalibhyaha dukani. E, a semi-vowel, right? E plus u is u. A simple vowel other than a or a, followed by a dissimilar vowel, goes to ya. So dukani udbhavanti. Kali means quarrel or strife. Dukkha means sorrow. Udbhav comes from udbhu, means to rise up, to be produced. To come up, to be produced. So what does the sentence say? Yeah. Dukkham is neuter. So you can take this as the sentence, as the subject, dukkani, sorrows, not one sorrow, dukkani, palampale palani, dukkani, udpavanti, third person plural, you see that? Sorrows arise, udpavanti, kalibhyaha, from strife, from quarreling. Dukani udpavanti. Does everybody see it? Sorrows, dukani, udpavanti, arise, are produced, kalibhyaha, from, plural, ablative plural. So from strife, sorrows are produced.
From quarrels.
Yeah, from quarrels. Everyone see it? Hasa, are you okay with all this? Yeah?
Yeah.
Let's go to the next one. He's giving us some good examples of the ablative here. Shikarat patanti gajaha. Ready? Shikarat. A shikara is a mountaintop. Right? Pat means to fall. Gaja is an elephant. Right? Shikarat. Patanti gajaha. What does it mean?
The elephants fall from the mountaintop.
Yeah, from the summit. Yeah, or are falling. They fall or are falling. Either one. There's not a distinction in Sanskrit. Everybody get that? You can say the elephants, plural, gajaha, like ramaha, patanti, are falling or fall. The elephants fall from the summit or the elephants are falling from the mountaintop, from the summit. Everybody clear on that? So that's location. Where they're falling from, right? Shikarat, like Ramat. Dvipad dvipam atati sartaha. Sartaha. Repeat. Dvipad dvipam atati sartaha. Go ahead. Dvipad dvipam akati sarkaha. Okay? I'll break this into dvipat, dental ta, dvipat. Because the ta followed by a soft consonant da changes to the third of its class. So dvipad. Dvipam, then atati. The verb atati. Dvipam atati sarkaha. A dvipa is an island. Atati means to wander, at, to wander. Sarika is a caravan. So what does the sentence say? Exactly. Dvipat, ablative, from the island. Dvipam, accusative, singular. the island.
From island to island.
Yeah. Atati. Wanders. Third person singular. Atati. Wanders. Sartha, caravan or group.
Sartha is caravan, not the...
The Sartha, no.
Sartha. Oh, the Sarthi.
Yeah. The Sarathi, you're thinking of a charioteer. Sarathi.
Krishna was Arjun Sarathi.
Sarathi. Sarathi is a caravan. So, or a body of people moving along. So, Sarathaha. The Sarathaha, the caravan, Atati, wanders. Dvipat, Dvipam. From island, Dvipat, Dvipam. To island. From island to island. Dvipat, Dvipam. Atati, Sarathaha. Everybody see it?
Mm-hmm.
Next one. Vrityam krodad ramas tadayati. Read it.
Vrityam krodad ramas tadayati.
Sandhi. Vrityam krodat. Ra is a soft consonant, so the dental t goes to da. Krodad, krodat becomes krodad. Ramaha. Any vowel, followed by visarga, followed by, in this case, ta, goes to is. If it was cha, goes to sha, ta, goes to sha, and ta, dental ta, goes to sa. So, Ramaha Tadayati. Everybody see it? So I'm going to read it with a Sandhi broke and then you repeat. Bhrityam Krodat Ramaha Tadayati. Go ahead.
Bhrityam Krodat Ramaha Tadayati.
Okay. Bhritya is a servant. Bhrityaha. Bhrityam is a servant. Krodha, krodaha, is anger. Okay, Rama is the name of a person. Rama, Ramaha, tadayati, to beat. What does the sentence say? From anger, because of anger, not with anger. It's the idea is causal. So the Ramaha, nominative singular, tadayati, tenth conjugation. Third person singular, Ramaha Tadayati. Rama beats who? Accusative singular, Bhrityam, the servant. Rama beats the servant, Krodat, from out of anger. In English, we'd say, out of anger, Rama beat the servant. Or because of anger, because he was angry. Probably, because he was angry, Rama beat the servant. We'd probably add a few words there. But everybody see the causal there with the fourth case. Okay. Next one. Nagaram Vanad Yojanam. Nagaram Vanad Yojanam. Repeat. Nagaram
Vanad Yojanam.
Sandhi. Nagaram Vanat Yojanam. Ta followed by soft consonant goes to da. Nagaram Vanat Yojanam. Nagara is a town. Nagara is a town. Vana is a forest. Yojana is a length. It happens to be 8 miles. It's a distance. One yojana is equal to 8 miles. Okay. So here, what does this sentence say? If Nagara is town, Vana is forest, and yojana is 8 miles.
Village is 8 miles from the forest.
Yeah. Let's look at this sentence. First of all, I want you to note, there is no verb in the sentence.
Yeah.
Everybody see that?
Yeah.
When there's no verb in the sentence, Dachin, everybody, you all see that? No verb, just Nagaram city, forest, Banat, from the forest, Yojanam, 8 miles. So this says really, town, from forest, 8 miles.
Yeah.
Okay? When there's no verb in the sentence, the verb is understood as asti. It is. Or santi, could be plural. But the verb to be is understood. If the verb in the sentence is the verb to be, it's often not there. Usually not, unless they want to fill the meter or something. Mm-hmm. So if there's no verb, the verb is asti, to be. So here you would, so you have to apply it. Now you've got two words in apposition, nagaram and yojanam. That would, so you would say, the city is 8 miles. They're both neuter nouns. They're both in the nominative singular. So nagaram, the city, is 8 miles. They're, you see that? Both are neuter, nominative singular. Nagaram, the city, means town. The town, the nagaram. Nagaram yojanam. The town is 8 miles. So both are in the same case. 8 miles from what? Vanat. From the forest. See the ablative case there? Nagaram is yojanam vanat, from the forest. The town is yojanam 8 miles, vanat, from the forest.
So, sorry, go ahead. I was going to say nagaram and yojanam are both accusative.
Nominative, they're neuter. If there's
no...
Now, that's important. When there's no verb,
I see.
They're going to be in the nominative. When there's no verb...
Well, that answers my question. Yeah. I was going to say it doesn't make sense. If
yeah, they have to be in the nominative.
Right.
Jen, are you with me on this?
Mm-hmm.
Good.
So is yojanam sort of adjectival?
Well, it's actually what we call a predicate nominative. That's technically what it is. So if we say, like, the hat is red, that is an adjective, because I could say the red hat is, right? But when you put it in that type of a construction, where the hat is red, that's called a predicate nominative. And it's being used, it is an adjective in the sentence, but it's an apposition, means it's in the same case as the noun. And being used almost like what we call the predicate or the object. But it's not going to be an object, because the verb is. So we call it predicate nominative.
Okay.
So that would mean, so here, the town, the nagaram, is such and such, is 8 miles. Everybody see it? Let's look at the next one. Namo devebhyaha. Namo comes from namas, indeclinable. And that is declines as it the is will change to visarga, then you have a plus visarga plus soft consonant or vowel changes to o. Namas always governs the dative case. So, namo devebhyaha. Salutations, namo devebhyaha, to the gods. Devebhyaha is in dative plural. Namo devebhyaha. Namas always governs the dative. So, namo devebhyaha, salutations to the gods. Next one. Swasti. Haraye. Swasti means hail. I like to just say swasti. We don't say hail. That's kind of an antiquated word. But it means hail. You know, it's a respect. So swasti haraye, from hari. Haraye is dative singular. Right? Haraye. Ramaya is dative singular for a. Haraye is dative singular for e, masculine e. So, swasti hariye, salutations to hari. It always, swasti governs the dative. Next one. Palavebhyo varaha uttishtanti. Repeat. Palave pyo varaha uttishtanti. Again. If I break the sandhi, palave pyaha varaha uttishtanti. First one. A plus visarga plus soft consonant or a. Visarga goes to o, right? Palave pyo. Then vara, varahaha. A plus visarga plus soft consonant or vowel. Visarga drops. varahaha uttishtanti. A palava is a puddle, or a small pond or a little, or a puddle, palava. Varaha are hogs. Varaha is a hog, okay? Uttishtanti, utsta, from utsta, uttisht, means to get up. So what does it say?
The varahas
uttishtanti, rise up, get up. From the puddle, from the pond. They come out, they get out of the pond. That's the idea, right? They get up from the pond. They get out of the pond.
Polepyaha is the nominative singular, right? No. Oh, no.
Polepyaha. What is it?
It's a dative. It's the ablative.
Plural. I said it wrong, too. It's from the ponds. Yeah. The hogs rise up from the ponds. Mm-hmm. Get up from the ponds. Everyone see it? This is Vinayaha Sukhaya Bhavati. Go ahead, say.
Vinayaha Sukhaya Bhavati.
Vinayaha Sukhaya Bhavati. Vinaya is modesty. Sukha is happiness. Bhavati is becomes. Now, this is an important construction. We use it quite a bit, actually, in Vedanta, in Sanskrit, but. What do you think this says? Vinaya, modesty. Sukha, happiness. Bhavati means to become.
Modesty.
Yeah, that's the idea. Modesty is for happiness. So we would say in English, the modesty, vinayaha, is the nominative case, leads to happiness. We have a verb to be, to become, and then with the dative, it would mean leads to, is conducive to. It leads to that, it's conducive to that. So I haven't taught you that, but that's a pretty common construction. Yeah, well, how would it, if we try to make it in rough English, modesty is for the sake of happiness, but the idea is leads to, you know, is conducive to. Everybody see that? So these are the little constructions that you have to learn because they're not an obvious translation, right? All right, let's do this last one. Nishkan Tariyati Ramaya Harihi. Okay, no Sunday there. Nishka is a coin, a gold coin, Nishka. Dharyati comes from Dhr, 10th Gana. Short word, Dhr. And it means to, like, hold for somebody. It also means to owe. So it's going to be context, to hold something or to owe something. Often means, most common meaning is to hold, okay? Then Rama is the name of a person, and Hari is the name of a person. So tell me what this might say.
Hari owes a gold coin to Rama.
Not a gold coin.
Oh, sorry, many gold coins.
Hari owes gold coins to Rama. Or Hari is holding.
Yes.
Right, gold coins for Rama. Yeah, it would be contextual. Hari's holding. Hari is holding the gold coins for Rama. Or Hari owes gold coins to Rama. Everybody see that? Where Rama is the dative case. Nishkan is the accusative plural. So Nishkan Dharayati Ramaya Harihi. How are you all doing with memorizing the Vibhaktis? You trying? Is everybody trying to do it? I'm going to give you this one more week to get it really clear through the ablative, right, for the and E ending nouns. And then next week we're going to do the genitive and locative. So that'll be great. We're going to spend some time on the sentences because I really want you to learn how these cases are being used. So you can try to do the sentences on your own, but I'm going to do them here because a lot of you don't have time to do it on your own, and then we can kind of look at the grammar for each one. You know. But for Sanskrit to work, even in terms of reading the bhashas, the verbs are not as important as the vibhaktis. If you learn some verbs, you know, because there aren't that many verbs that are used. Often the verbs in the sentence is just SD. I'm not saying don't learn the verbs, but I'm saying do learn the vibhaktis. And once you learn a few of them, like if you learn the endings and the E endings, once you've learned the E endings, you already know the U endings because they're exactly parallel, right? And then also once you know one of the consonant ending nouns, you'll be able to figure out all of them in terms of recognition. So what we want is, and this, honest to God, this comes through just repetition. You want the whole Vibhakti in your mind, like they use the example for Vedanta. You want the whole Shastra to be like an amulka fruit, which is a little round fruit in the palm of your hand, so you see the whole thing at once. You know, you see the whole, everything, right? You just look at, there's the whole thing. You want a Vibhakti like that. You want to see the whole thing is just once. Like if I say Rameshu, you don't even think about it. It's locative plural. So we'll get to there. But you just need to, for now, just keep saying it. It has to get embodied. Ramaha, 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 Rama, 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 Rama. And you just keep going and get it all the way through the ablative. Okay? So I'm going to stop there. For today, I don't want to give the other two yet. We'll do the other two next week.